President Bush makes clear time is of the essence, stressing that every day of delay is another day of violence.
You bet it's tough in Iraq. And it's tough because people are trying to stop the advance of democracy.
During a brief session with reporters, Mr. Bush stressed once again that 12 million Iraqis went to the polls 3 months ago to vote for democracy. He said the election victors must put their differences aside and do what is best for their country.
I'm convinced we're making progress there, but I do urge the folks on the ground to get that unity government in place so that the Iraqi people have confidence in their future.
The president said that is the message Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice took to Iraq during her two-day visit to Baghdad. Along with British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw, Rice called for an end to delays in the formation of a government caused by wrangling over key ministerial posts and the naming of a prime minister. President Bush said Iraq's elected leaders must show their people that insurgents and terrorists will not determine the fate of their country.
So we look forward to working with them to put together a unity government, a government that will reject the sectarian violence, will reject the militias, reject the Zarqawi and the terrorists that are trying to create enough chaos so that America loses nerve. And I'm not going to lose my nerve as the president.
His comments came on another day of bloodshed in Iraq, with bomb blasts in Baghdad and Samarra that resulted in numerous civilian casualties. Meanwhile, prosecutors in Iraq announced they are making plans for a second Saddam Hussein trial. They say this time the ousted Iraqi president will be tried on charges of genocide against Kurds in the 1980s. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.